Ghana, like many developing nations, faces an increasing demand for energy due to population growth, urbanization, and the quest for economic development. However, the country also experiences frequent power outages, which deteriorates energy security, and power generation relies heavily on fossil fuel usage. This combination calls for effective energy management and the adoption of energy-efficient practices, as well as sustainable cooling that frees up more energy for gaining economic sectors, as well as protecting our climate. Welcome to Let's Talk About Energy podcast, where we explore the critical trends, innovations, and policies shaping our energy future. I'm your host, Michael Kofi Abrokwa, a Sustainable Energy for All Country Coordinator on Energy Efficiency and Cooling. And today we are focusing on Ghana's energy transition and the pivotal role of energy efficiency. As the world moves towards a more sustainable energy landscape, Ghana has taken significant strides to transition from traditional energy sources to renewable energy ones. This especially has come through the support that SE4All has given on Ghana's energy transition and investment plan. Join us as we explore these changes, the challenges, and the opportunities for a cleaner, more sustainable energy future in Ghana. We're about to start and dive in to the episode, and I'm very excited. I have one of my senior colleagues with me. I'm being joined by SE4All's Principal Coordinator on Ghana's Energy Transition Office. I'll allow him to introduce himself. Welcome, Bradley.
Thank you very much, Michael. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. I've been excited to be following the podcasts as you started, and I couldn't be more honored to be the guest here today. So yeah, let's go.
So Bradley has been at the forefront of coordinating Ghana's energy transition in terms of its policy framework. And today we get, let's say, more of a front seat because we get to have him tell us a bit more of how this started and how it's going. So, Bradley, can you give us an overview of Ghana's energy transition and why it's so important for Ghana?
Thanks, Mike. Ghana's energy transition involves what I'll describe as a gradual shift from traditional fossil fuels such as oil and gas to more renewable energy sources like solar, wind, and green hydrogen. This transition is crucial for several reasons. To begin with, it helps to reduce carbon emissions, it supports energy security, and most importantly, it aligns with Ghana's climate change commitments under the Paris Agreement as agreed at COP21. Moreover, diversifying from the energy mix can make Ghana's energy sector much more resilient and sustainable in the long term.
Okay. But I knew that something like this did not come from a vacuum. So there must be key drivers that are pushing us to transition and transition more sustainably. What have been these key drivers?
That's absolutely right, Michael. The main drivers include Ghana's climate change goals, the need for energy security, as I mentioned before, and the desire to reduce dependence on imported fossil fuels, which of course has a cost factor to consumers. The government has set targets for renewable energy, aiming to increase its share in the energy mix. However, there are several challenges that limit this, including the high initial cost of renewable energy infrastructure, regulatory hurdles, as well as the need for technical expertise. Balancing economic growth with environmental sustainability is another ongoing challenge that many countries and governments will also face.
That's certainly true. Then we zoom in to focus on energy efficiency. And ETSI for All, the Sustainable Energy for All, has been focused on many things when it comes to the energy sector, namely renewable energy access and energy efficiency. Just how important is energy efficiency, or how crucial is energy efficiency when it comes to Ghana's energy transition?
I believe that energy efficiency is vital, particularly in our context, because it helps reduce energy consumption, the total energy consumption that is, which in turn reduces the need for additional power generation. By using energy more efficiently, we can decrease our reliance on fossil fuels and minimize carbon emissions. Energy efficiency also has economic benefits. It lowers the cost of energy for consumers and businesses, as I touched on as well before. In Ghana's energy transition, for instance, energy efficiency is seen to be a cost-effective way to achieve sustainability goals while supporting economic growth.
Okay, so we know that energy efficiency is very important in the energy transition agenda, right? But what are some of the key strategies for promoting energy efficiency in Ghana? I know that the ETIP, that's the Energy Transition Investment Plan, which you spearheaded, supports this. But we would like to know some of the key strategies that you're looking at to increase energy efficiency share in the energy transition space.
Now, there are several strategies. I mean, I hope my colleagues at the Energy Commission are not listening, because they might penalize me if I get this wrong. But to begin with, the government has established energy efficiency standards for appliances and equipment, so refrigerators, air conditioners, etc. In common language, that's some of the stars we see on there. So that's rating them according to their efficiency, which is really helpful. This ensures that products on the market meet specific energy efficient criteria. And of course, the public will also be aware. Now, back onto public awareness, campaigns are also being designed to educate consumers about the benefits of energy efficiency and encouraging them to make more informed choices. And thirdly, businesses are encouraged to adopt energy-efficient practices, such as using energy management systems and optimizing industrial processes. These strategies are helping to create a culture of energy efficiency throughout the country, and also, you know, keeping people more in touch with the whole idea of, you know, using less energy to achieve whatever productive goal you have in mind.
Thanks for that, because yes, I have been seeing Energy Commission doing a lot, especially in the media space, really championing the no label, no good agenda, as well as increasing the public awareness campaigns, making sure that the regulations that they are passing are really understood by the public, so that we stop buying the secondhand products. So for my listeners, most people would like to know the intersection between energy efficiency and renewable energy, because in the transition and the Energy Transition Investment Plan, I know that we are promoting energy efficiency, but also at the forefront is renewable. How do these two intersect, and just how are we promoting them?
So both renewable energy and the idea of energy efficiency are definitely closely linked. Renewable sources such as solar and wind not only provide clean energy, but they can be intermittent in the process. And due to obviously the sources, these are natural forces, and sometimes, as we call them, acts of God do occur. The sun, for instance, can easily, the sunlight can easily be blocked by cloud cover, etc. So energy efficiency helps us reduce overall energy demand, which means that we will need less power to meet our needs, which is great for the issue of intermittency. This makes it easier to integrate renewable energy into the grid. By focusing on both renewable energy and energy efficiency, Ghana can therefore look to build a more sustainable and resilient energy system.
Thank you. Would want to focus practically on interesting projects that are coming up that really helps zoom in on energy efficiency and renewable in the energy transition agenda. I'm sure you, being at the forefront of this, would be seeing the sort of projects that are coming up when it comes to energy efficiency and renewables and the energy transition agenda. Could you say, take us just a sneak peek, give us just a sneak peek of such projects that would be important for Ghana's energy transition agenda?
Ooh, tricky question. We wouldn't want to pick and choose here, but as you know, we've all gone on this journey together. It's been so exciting over the past year or so, year and a half. We've gotten to visit several sites and go to several project offices. For example, there's some solar power installations that have included energy storage systems, which allows excess energy to be stored for use during cloudy days or at night. This enhances grid stability and reduces the need for fossil fuel-based backup power. Another innovative approach is net metering, where excess energy generated by solar panels, be it from domestic, residential, or even sometimes maybe industrial consumers, can be fed back into the grid for providing incentives for homeowners and businesses to invest in renewable energy. These projects demonstrate how renewable energy and energy efficiency can work together to drive Ghana's energy transition.
So I've read through the energy transition and investment plan, and I know it's till the period of 2060. So the steps that we're going to take from now till 2060, but as you said, gradually, we would want to look at the key trends and developments that the Ghana energy transition has over the next decade. Could you give us that?
Sure. I would say one key trend is the continued growth of renewable energy in general, particularly solar and wind. As technology improves and costs decrease, that is the cost of producing these sources, renewable energy will become more accessible and widespread. We predict that, just as we are seeing in the rest of the world, the price of solar power will also probably reduce around these parts as well. Another trend is the integration of smart grid technology, which allows for better energy management and more efficient distribution. Additionally, energy storage will play a crucial role in stabilizing the grid and enabling greater use of renewable energy.
On the tangent that we are currently applying, how do we make sure that Ghana has a smooth run when it comes to energy transition? I know that most of us, when we talk about energy transition, we are thinking it's something very scary. Bradley has helped us break it down that we are transitioning from traditional sources and it's a gradual step. But how do we make sure that we're able to have a more smooth transition?
So I wouldn't say there's any silver bullet. I'm sure you as the energy efficiency experts know this more than I. But Ghana can aim towards a smoother transition by fostering collaboration between various sectors of society, be it the public sector, private sector, as well as civil society. This includes creating supportive policies, investing in renewable energy infrastructure, and providing incentives for energy efficiency to be used as a target more often. Public education and training programs are also essential to build a skilled workforce and raise awareness about the benefits of energy efficiency. By working together, Ghana can achieve a more sustainable energy future.
All right. And that's it from us. It's a wrap up for today's episode of Let's Talk About Energy. I hope you enjoyed our discussion with, this time, the SE for All team in Ghana. Our discussion has centered mostly on energy transition and how energy efficiency plays a big role in the transition agenda. If you'd like to learn more or suggest topics for future episodes, kindly reach us on our social media or visit our websites. And don't forget to keep talking about energy.